You are listening to a message from Thrive Community Church, a church located in Southwest Florida. For more info, visit us at thrive-fl.org.
We said last week that we spend so much of our time, maybe too much of our time, thinking about or our minds being in one of two places. That either our mind is back in the past, and maybe we remember the past with regret or guilt or sadness or maybe even dread. But even more, I think commonly, we also tend to spend some of our time in our minds in the future. We worry. We get afraid. We're anxious. Or what some have called, we catastrophize. Have you ever heard that word? Catastrophizing is where you have to think through every possible terrible scenario in the future. Okay? Every possible catastrophe that could happen in the future so that you're never surprised or caught off guard because you've already been there in your mind. Anyone? Any catastrophizers here? Yeah. But last week we learned that if we regularly spend time in regret in the past saying, if only, or we stress over the future and constantly rehearse the what ifs, we do that at the expense of something that's much more valuable. We said last week that when we do that, we miss the here and now. We miss the present moment. We miss what's happening right in front of us and experiencing the gift of being present right where we are. Because, we said, if you think about it, now is all there really is. The past is gone. Can't do anything about that. The future is yet to be and not guaranteed. Nothing you can do about that. But right here, now, really is all there is. Jesus actually warned against kind of parking our thoughts too much in the past. He put it this way in Luke 9. He says, no one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. Now, let me clarify. That kingdom of God does not mean heaven. That doesn't mean if you look back once in a while, you're not going to go to heaven. No, the kingdom of God there is talking about the present kingdom now, here. The kingdom that he came to build, not just in the future, but the kingdom he has for us right now. Our past is where we come from, yes. But it's not where we live. Another one. This is Isaiah. This is not on the screen, but listen to this. I found this one late this week. Isaiah 43 says this, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. I'm doing a new thing. When? Now. But if you're dwelling on the past, you're going to miss it. Well, Jesus also warned against spending too much of our minds and our time in the future. He said, Matthew 6, very plainly, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Apparently, tomorrow's got a problem, and it's pretty worried about it. But he says, you don't have to do that. So last week, we started kind of chipping away at this. And we discovered, when we looked at the story of Jesus healing the 10 lepers and the gratitude of one of these lepers who came back and expressed his gratitude to Jesus, we found out that that not only changed every part of his life, but we found out that when we copy what he did and actually express our gratitude, that we can change every area of our lives as well and live in the present moment. Because we said gratitude is not just an attitude. Gratitude is a verb. It's an action. It's something that you do. You don't just think it, but you express it. And it takes practice. So that's the benefits or the challenges that I offered you last week is being grateful, here and now, being present, And I said, first of all, we stop. Remember three things we said. Remember, stop. Anybody? Look. And then thank. Okay? Where do we stop? Where did we look? Where do we thank? First challenge I offered you was pray at meals. If you don't pray at meals, I challenge you to start. If you do pray at meals, I challenge you to then go around the table with whoever you're there with and say one thing that you're grateful for. Anybody do that this week? Yeah, good job. Well done. Secondly, I challenged you to, when you spend some time at a stoplight. Well, you're already stopped, so do what? Stop, look around you, and be thankful. And express that gratitude to God for palm trees, for a car that runs, for a job to go to, for air conditioning, for all. Just stop, look, and thank. And then thirdly, I challenge you to express your gratitude to someone else. Just to say thank you and see what happens. And Jennifer and I had a kind of an interesting experience on Monday, which if you remember was Memorial Day. She had an infusion up in Moffitt. Yes, on Memorial Day, on Monday. And so we're sitting there, and all of the nurses or attendants that would came in and, you know, got her hooked up or did or whatever, as they would leave, I would say, thank you for working today. And to a person, they would stop and like, well, thank you. It's like nobody had ever, you know, thought to just thank them for taking their, what could have been a day off, should have been a day off. They were working. It was kind of a neat experience. Anybody do that? Express, you know, thanks to somebody and see their reaction of, yeah, it's an amazing kind of thing. Well, what I want to do today is kind of build on that. And I want to share, hopefully we're going to have a little fun this morning, a learning experience where all of this kind of came to me and I think really stuck with me. Something that happened, or an experience that I had about 12 years ago. This is now 2014, okay? And I was invited along with 12 other guys that I graduated from high school with. Okay, we all played football together. And we were all seniors at the same time. And we were invited by our football coach to his cabin in central Missouri for a weekend. Now, the thing you got to know, okay, this is all, we're living in Illinois at the time. We're traveling to central Missouri. Our coach is only 7 years older than us. Okay, so back then, you know, in high school, that was 7 years was a big difference. Not so much now. So he invited us to come, and so 12 were invited. Well, that year, only 4 of us were able to come. And we had just the best time. Let me show you a couple of pictures. Here is, there's one. See, that's the group. There's me in purple. This is not the first year. This is like probably the third or fourth year. We've done this every year. This will be the 12th year that we do this. When you don't see me last weekend in July, guess where I'll be? I'll be there, okay? So another picture. Okay, we're all just kind of floating together. We're not tethered, we're not tied, we're just kind of floating together. And you can see right behind me is there's nobody in that tube because that's where the refreshments are, okay? That's where the Pepsis and the Kool-Aid and the iced teas were. Anyway, so first year we're doing this. 4 of us, kind of boys, and our coach, 5 of us, we gather together on a Friday night. We catch up on Friday night. Saturday morning, we go for a walk around our coach's property. He's got a pond on one side and the big Piney River on the other. It's a beautiful setting. So then on Saturday morning, we went for a walk. Saturday afternoon, we went and we floated the big Piney River for about 5 hours. And it was an amazing experience. Let me show you the group that is kind of a cool picture. That's all the guys. That was 1 year when I think 10 of us all showed up out of the 12. So isn't that a great picture? I mean, just high school buddies all getting together. And anyway, so you can take that picture down. So we're floating down the river, and the lessons started to come. The things that I started to learn on this river, and that's kind of what I want to share with you a little bit this morning. Here's the first thing I noticed. As the five of us are floating down the river, I'm always kind of in the back. I'm kind of the last one. And I wanted to be with the group and, you know, and kind of enjoy everybody. So what did I find myself doing? Okay, yeah, I'm in this tube and I'm like, come on, I gotta catch up. And, well, I'd do that for a while and then I'd stop and still behind. So I'm constantly, I had surgery on this shoulder like 2 years before that. And it was like, it hurt my shoulder and I was doing this and doing this and doing this. And finally I was just like, wait, I'm not having any fun. Okay. I'm so worried about being with the group that I was wearing myself out. It actually was rather exhausting. And so it took me a while to figure out what was happening. I was so worried about being with the group that I wasn't enjoying the journey. I wasn't enjoying the float. Can anybody relate? So worried about this, so worried about that, that you can't enjoy what's right in front of you. So when I first realized, it all kind of dawned onto me what was going on. And so you know what I did? I just stopped. And what happened when I stopped was I didn't have to worry about it anymore. And when I did that, guess what? Sometimes the river would take me with the group. Sometimes I'd be up ahead of the group. Sometimes I'd be back. Sometimes I'd be with them. We would all do it together. So I figured out what was going on in this whole thing. Here in the middle of central Missouri, with bluffs on this side and eagles and trees and all the beauty, I just stopped. And when I stopped, what happened? I stopped, I looked, and I thanked. And I just let the current take me where the current wanted to take me and just enjoy the ride and be present right there in the moment. Here's what I learned. Two words that I need to listen to a lot, that I need to hear a lot. And maybe you do too. Two words that allow you to stop paddling. Quiet your mind and be present in the moment. Last week, it was three words, which was be the one, right? This week, just two words. Be still. Just be still. Did God ever say that? Yeah, he said it quite a few times. Look at Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Exodus 14, I quoted this one last week. The Lord will fight for you. You only have to what? Be still. Psalm 37:7. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. I love this. Fret not yourselves. Fret not yourselves over the one who prospers in his way. Anybody here this morning fret for yourself? Bible says, fret not, be still, just float. So to properly navigate the river, I learned that I just had to be still. And maybe this morning, in the midst of your paddling and your flailing and you're trying to keep up, you just need to be still and give God control of your tube. Well, as we continued to float, the lessons just kind of kept coming and kept coming. The current, this is what the next thought I had, was that the current is a lot like time. Think about this. Can you stop the current of a river? No. Can you stop time? No. It's going to go whether you want it to or not. See, here, time, whether it's time or a river, it's here, it's now, it's gone. It's a continuous thing. Time and rivers will go on with you or without you. Time and rivers will go on whether you're aware of them or not. Time and rivers will go on, and you can experience it or you can miss it. Time and rivers will go on, and you can enjoy the ride or you can fight against it the whole way. Time and rivers will go on, and the thing about both is you can't go back. It's gone. What's gone is gone. It's over. You're past that now. And if you're looking back from where you've been, you won't enjoy what you're experiencing right there. As I was thinking about this week, a song came to my mind, actually, as we were driving up to Tampa on Monday. Anybody ever heard of Alan Parsons Project? Okay. 70s, 80s band. They put it this way. Look, what? Time flowing like a river, time beckoning me. Who knows when we shall meet again, if ever, but time keeps flowing like a river to the sea. You're welcome. I got that song in your head now. You'll be singing that song all day long. So on the river, I just relaxed. And I was still. And I allowed myself to enjoy the moment and see it for the gift that it was. To be present right there and to trust God and the current to take me where I needed to go down the river. But I also had this thought. Have you ever had somebody come up to you and say something like, "Well, will you just pray I get through this?" You ever heard that? Somebody asked Jennifer that question once, or asked that request, you know, "Will you just pray I get through this?" And she had a great response one day. She said, "I promise you, you will get through it. The question is, how will you get through it? It's going to happen, okay? Are you going to trust yourself or are you going to trust God? Because just like the current, just like time, it's going to happen. You're going to go through it. You can't stop it. It's going to come. The question is, how will you get through it?" And that often depends on your focus at the time when you're going through it. Here's another lesson I learned on the river. Let me show you another picture. This is not us, okay? But this is a picture that I found online. It's kind of like that, but you see that person out there on the front? Okay, again, this isn't us, but there's somebody out there kind of in the front. Well, here's what I realized, actually not when I was on the river, but I think we all kind of realized this a little bit later, and it really brought us a lot of comfort, I think. Because the four of us that were there that first year, we'd never been there before. Many of us had never floated a river before. We'd never floated that river before. But there was somebody out in front of us. Who was it? It's our coach. Our coach was out in front of us most of the time. Why? Because he had been there. He'd floated this river many times, and he knew what was ahead. So as we're going down the river, he could kind of direct us and say, "Okay, it's going to pick up. We're going to get a little faster here. So go to the right, or over, go to the left, or stay in the middle." He could direct us and avoid danger where we needed to avoid danger and have the best possible experience we could have. You see the connection? Yeah. See, we're all on a journey. Maybe you're unfamiliar with the journey and the trip that you're on. Maybe you're unfamiliar with how to navigate your river. You see, the thing about time is, God's already there. The thing about the future, the current, the river, just like our coach, God is already there. He's been there and he knows what's ahead. And listen, If we listen, he will attempt to steer and guide us and direct us in the direction that will what? Avoid danger and allow us the best possible way to live, the best possible way to go down the river, if we just listen. God says to Israel, as they're wandering through the promised land, he says this, Deuteronomy 1, verse 30. The Lord your God who goes before you will himself fight on your behalf. He's right in front of you. He's going before you. Even better, here's Deuteronomy 31. Says, it is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. Here's an illustration that I saw one time, and it had an impact on me, and maybe it will for you as well. See this highlighter? This highlighter, let's say, represents your life, okay? The beginning and the end, okay? And you're on this journey somewhere on this, okay? It started, and someday it's going to end. And you're on this journey somewhere. But here's the thing. All you can see is what's on the pen. But what can God see? He can see it all. He sees it from this angle. He can see it from this angle. He sees it from every possible angle. And you are never alone. And he will direct you. He will guide you because he can see all of it right in front of him. All we do is trust him. It's a gift when we do. And here's another kind of gift that I realized, that in this moment, it was all a gift. To be in that moment, in that place, and enjoy every second of it, it was a gift. Because we were floating down the river, we had someone in front of us who was giving us direction and making us feel safe, and it was all a gift because after 35 years of not seeing each other, we got together and just have fun. But speaking of gifts, here's another thought I had that allows us all to enjoy the here and now, I think, more and be still and get through whatever you're going through and be led whatever may come your way. It's the gift of God's grace. Think about this for a moment. When you trust that what Jesus did, what he said he was going to do, that he actually did, that he died on the cross with his blood for everything you've ever done in the past and everything you will even do in the future, he paid for it. If you understand that and realize the past has been forgiven, the future is taken care of, you can enjoy the here and now. You can enjoy the journey. You can enjoy your trip on your way to heaven because there's nothing in your past that isn't forgiven, and there's not one second of your future that's not secure. And Jesus offers himself, his life, his death, his resurrection as a free, undeserved gift for you just to trust and be still and relax this very moment. You will never have to worry, will I do enough in the future? Or never have to think, was I too bad? Because it has nothing to do with God's acceptance of you. He loves you just the way you are right now. Jesus died in your place to rescue you, and when you trust that simple, extraordinary gift, your past is irrelevant. Your future is secure, and you can stop paddling. You can stop flailing and relax, because what needed to be done was done, not by you, but by him. Now there's something to be grateful for. Amen? Well, okay, before I leave, I want to draw one last comparison between my trip on the river and being present and time and being still and led and grateful and all that. I want to invite you to get in a tube. Not my tube. I have my tube. You have your tube, okay? I want to invite you to get into a tube. And we're going to go down the river together. Okay? In your mind, I want you to see yourself kind of in the tube. And we're going to get in the river together. And we're going to go down. And the current is taking us somewhere. And we're going there together. And let's call this the Thrive River. And we're all on the Thrive River. And some of you have been floating on the river since the beginning, right? And some of us have kind of joined, you know, on the river now here more lately. But the current is taking us somewhere. But we're going there together. So if you're on the river with us, don't look back too much, okay? Because you'll miss the fun ahead. And you'll miss what's happening right now. And if you're flailing and always paddling, just do what? Just be still. God will steer you and us where we need to go. If we trust Him, if we just let Him. And as we float together, remember, time is like a river. It's like the current. You can't stop it, but you can miss it. Don't miss the adventure that is right in front of us. Don't be like what the Eagles said in the song, "Take It to the Limit." You know, look, you can spend all your time making money. You can spend all your love making time, but you can't make any more. You can't. It's, what did Mac McAnally say last week? It's once in a lifetime. What did Jimmy Buffett say last week? The time is now, but you sure can miss it. And so whatever comes our way as we travel this river together, we will get through it together, being grateful with our focus on Jesus, trusting Him every step of the way, enjoying the ride as our coach, our leader, our Savior, Jesus, is in front of us and trusting Him the whole way to keep us from danger and headed in the right direction. So, on the journey, in order to not miss a thing, what are we going to do? We're going to stop, we're going to look, and we're going to thank. But also, I want to just offer you this last thing. I want you to stop maybe this week, look, and think. And just be still. Just be still. Stop, look, and think. And know that God can be trusted. Stop, look, and think. And gratefully enjoy the moments that you have. And don't let them pass you by. Stop, look, and think. And know that He knows the way down the river. And will direct us at every bend, at every turn, to avoid every obstacle. Amen? Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank You that we can thank You. We thank You that gratitude is such a powerful instrument, action, thing to do for us to be here and now and present. And so, Lord, I just pray that when we have those moments of flailing and paddling, we can just stop and be still and know that You will lead us every step of the way. You've never forsaken us and You never will. Lord, help us to stop, to look, and to think. That's my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.